Good morning. It is September 29th, 2013, and I'm here with John Saroof, and we're going to talk about Gloucester Conversations. It's a new, is it an organization or is it an idea? What is it?
It's sort of an initiative. It's a group of concerned citizens that have come together to work towards this goal together. So we are, you know, an initiative of the Public Conversations Project, which is this organization down in Watertown that I work for. But it's really Gloucester. It's really just Gloucester citizens who've come together.
Is this a paid for thing, or is this a, or is this more of a just you feel like you want to give back to the community, and you feel like you can facilitate people with widely disparate ideas come maybe finding some common ground?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody's been volunteering their time on this project, and we're trying to build a project for Gloucester with Gloucester.
Well, I mean, Gloucester is as much as the unifying thing that I find everybody, most people that live here love it to death, and they're very passionate about it. But there are, you know, there are a lot of areas where people are very on polar opposites of the spectrum, and hopefully, you know, your group can facilitate, you know, finding that middle ground. What do you think? What are some of the tools that you use to get people to listen to each other? Because a lot of times, like, you know, like left and right, like on, say, on a public internet message board, like for years and years, like on Cape Ann Online, there's these hardcore liberals and there's hardcore conservatives, and they're just beating each other's brains out. They're not listening to anything either one has to say. It drives me crazy. I try to listen to the what makes common sense out of each party and make an informed decision. But what tools do you use to get these people to maybe step back a little bit and listen?
Yeah, it's a great question. And what you were talking about before in terms of this, the sort of larger polarization in our country is where this started in a way. We had a grant to do some work in trying to cross the red-blue divide. And what we realized was the place to really work is in a small community, you know, to try to affect the national dialogue, hyper-local, because people know each other and people care about each other and people are really invested in what's going on. So how do you get people to move beyond sort of the polarization and stereotyping each other? One of the things we do is try to get people to tell their story. One of the first questions we ask is, tell me what you love about Gloucester and tell me a story that tells us about, you know, what you've done here. And once I begin to know that you've been invested in this place for 20 years, or even if you've only been here for a few years, and that you've been volunteering and that you care about the same things that I care about, mm-hmm. I begin to see you in a whole different way. Mm-hmm. So if I can understand your story, then I can begin to build a bridge across what we both care about. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we do is we sort of structure the conversation. We ask people to sit and listen. We sit in a circle. Rather than everybody's, you know, sitting facing the front and the, you know, at a city council meeting, let's sit in a circle, let's look at each other. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to talk, and then we'll go around the circle and we'll all get 2 minutes to talk and tell our story. That ensures that you're going to be listened to, so that I don't have to interrupt in order to get my two cents in. It's going to come to me eventually. The other thing that we do is we have a list of agreements that we like to live by. It's like you would have in your own family. You know, here's the family rules. We all listen with, you know, and we try to respect each other. We try not to assume what your motives are. If I have a question about your motives, we agree to ask. So tell me why you want that. Tell me what, you know, where that came from for you. So we structure it. We have agreements. We ask people to tell their stories and to talk from their personal experience. And in that way, we think people get to know each other and learn to listen in a new way.
Now to get to the actual meat of it, what, there are certain dates? Are there listening groups around the city?
Yeah, we started out with this project because there was this This particular initiative right now that we're working on is study circles. So a study circle is an opportunity to come together for four sessions to think really deeply about a particular topic. And the topic that we chose for this particular round, although I want to say that we're going to be here for a long time, and we hope to bring this to a lot of different issues, not just this one issue. So we're not going to go away after this one study circle. It's about how we rethink our public safety, our schools, and our city services in light of the referendum around the Fuller property and what we're going to do there.
So it's specific to that.
This particular round of study circles is particular
the
to
four,
that.
The four meetings that you're going to have
yes.
is going to be specific to Fuller, and then the next one could be completely... Or it could be harbor planning.
Exactly.
Or it could be the next one could be windmills or whatever.
Exactly. You know, windmills, yeah. The safety of our island in light of you know storm surges and things like that, and it's a way of thinking together and creatively. So there are four purposes of it. It's one to inform ourselves, about a particular issue. So we're going to spend four sessions thinking deeply about it. It's also to get to know one another. It's really nice because we're pulling people from all different parts of Gloucester. And sometimes we get a little bit, parochial in Gloucester. You know, I stay in my little borough and you stay in yours. And this is an opportunity for us to come across. It's also an opportunity to let the leaders and the rest of the community know what a group of people who've studied this believe and think, So we're going to try to report out from these study groups. And the last thing is we hope to, the question you asked, how do you bridge? We hope to create a new way of talking to each other here, And what's really cool is that there's a lot of other groups that are doing this kind of thing. There's a group from the health department that is bringing together World Cafe, which is a way of talking to each other creatively about, I think it's Healthy Gloucester Collaboratives.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's that.
They're doing a lot of good things.
They're doing a lot of
bike paths.
That's right.
They're involved in, a ton of, I see, what's that guy? I think his name is Steve something or other, but his name is on everything. They're doing. Anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. The library just pulled together a bunch of people to talk about its future, and they had this facilitator come in and get people into study groups to think and talk and be creative about what can the library bring. So I think Gloucester Conversations is part of this wave of people in Gloucester saying, whew, this last number of years has been tough. We sort of tend to divide about divide about some of the controversial issues, and wouldn't it be amazing if we could take a topic that is meaningful to all of us and let that bring us together, even if we disagree about it. Let it bring us together because we see that we all care about it, rather than constantly dividing one issue after another. And then people, don't want to do this anymore. They just retreat from the public square. And they say, "Look, I've had enough. I got beat up on that last one."
I know how that goes.
Yeah. So we're trying to say this is a safe place to be. This is a place you can come with your advocacy. We're not asking people to all agree about stuff, but can we disagree in a way that allows us to stay in the middle? Keep trying to solve our problems together, collaborate where we can, differ in a civil way where we differ, and stick around for the next issue. Because though you and I might have a disagreement about this issue, we're still going to need our relationship for the next issue that comes up. And because we depend on that. We do. In a place like Gloucester depends on relationships to solve some of the big problems that we have coming up.
Yeah, I agree. Is there a website?
There is. It is,
let me see if I can look it up.
Okay, it's www.publicconversations.org/Gloucester. I should have had that in front of me.
Let's see if I can find it. Oh, the Gloucester Times had an article about it.
Yes, it did.
So let's see if I can.
And on Tuesday, we're gonna have our first study circle group is starting on Tuesday nights down at the Hive, And if you email us at Gloucester@publicconversations.org, so it's Gloucester@publicconversations.org, email that address and we can get you signed up for our Tuesday night study circle.
Okay, great.
Which will be our first study circle that we'll be doing. And we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff on our website too, that even if you can't make a study circle, you can go to that website and you can get all of the news articles that have been written about this, all of the reports from the city, all in one place. Because right now, if you want to try to figure out which way you would want to vote on the referendum, or even what, you know, how we want to think about, you know, the topic of what we're going to do with our safety services, what we're going to do with our schools, you have to go to a lot of different websites in Gloucester. So we tried to pull it all together to help people.
Clearinghouse of information.
That's exactly it.
How do you walk that line? What do you think is the most polarizing? Do you think it's like with the schools? Because it seems like on online message boards or anywhere else, you can't get 2 minutes into a conversation without people calling each other an asshole. So is it a money issue? Do you see it as, or is it a passion for better schools, or is it both, or is it
like, you know,
what
I think,
drives people so crazy about schools that like.
Well,
are there no like clear cut answers, and that's what, you know what I mean? There's a lot of issues where there's gray. There is no perfect answer. There is no silver bullet.
Yeah.
And for a politician, that's why I would, you know, I give credit to politicians, and I would never want to be a politician, because there are decisions that they have to make where there are going to be people that lose,
yeah.
And those people, you know, take it personally and end up hating you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. A good politician is going to have to put that aside and say, okay, I'm going to do what I really feel is for the best of everybody. What do you think it is that drives people, like at the core of it, that drives people so crazy about schools?
Well, for me, I mean, it's my kids. Yeah. You know, I care about what happens to my kids. And honestly, I care about what happens to your kids too. I mean, when children are at stake, we get passionate. I mean, I get really passionate about it. And that's good. Mm. We want that. We want people's
passion.
You want the best. I mean,
that's
how
can you not want the best for
That's people? Right. Yeah. And I'm on the Gloucester Education Foundation. You know, we work.
Big money, $143,000 check.
Yep.
I just saw the press release. It's going up tomorrow.
We are working tirelessly to try to make our schools the best they can. And we actually think that that's happening in Gloucester. Gloucester's schools.
A lot of caring people.
Yeah.
I mean, a ton of caring people. There's a lot of East Gloucester people involved. Pump Cove seems like they have a really good parent-teacher organization.
The parents are actually so active in Gloucester. Mm. It's amazing. And it's amazing what the schools have become so open to parents volunteering and making a real difference. I mean, this new superintendent, Dr. Safiar, is wonderful. And Greg Bogg, I mean, the whole team that he has, I think, is really great. And the set of principals, I've met them all. They're all so dedicated. The teachers are so dedicated. We care so much about education in Gloucester, so it makes us passionate. Mm. And it's good. Gloucester Conversations is a way for us to channel that passion in a way that we can stand next to each other and look at the problem, right, and work on it together, rather than you and I disagreeing about something and then you become the problem.
Right.
And now I have to eliminate you, and then I become the problem and you eliminate me.
Respectful. Instead of going like that, a respectful conversation everybody's getting heard.
That's
it. You try to get people to listen to each other.
That's right. And you, if you ask creative questions, if you ask a question in the right way, if you ask not a yes or no question, but a question that invites somebody to be creative and think in a new way, you get a whole different kind of answer. So in a way, I worry that we've been asking the wrong questions, you know, in some ways. And Gloucester Conversation, we're also training facilitators. That's part of what we're doing is trying to build a group of people in Gloucester that could be called on to go and facilitate any issue. So that if you had an issue out in Lanesville that, you know, needed to be talked about, a decision that needed to be made, there are now some people out there who have been trained as facilitators by expert trainers at the Public Conversations Project to facilitate an issue, to ask questions in a way that get people talking and to get people thinking creatively.
Well, it's very exciting and hope.
Yes.
And hope is good.
I tell you, you have to have it. And it can get so discouraging, you know, when you work on an issue,
year after year after year, and you feel like you're banging your head against the wall, or you feel like if I go back in there one more time, the last time was difficult. I believe in hope. You have to be optimistic. I believe in this community. I've been welcomed.
Well, it's hard not to believe in this community. This community is a very special place, and it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. And, it's funny because I have this thing, like, I grew up a townie, and, when I went away to college, it wasn't until I got back from college that I had the real appreciation for this town. I feel like everybody should be mandated to move away for at least 6 months so you can see and you can appreciate what we have here, because it's amazing. And, I went to Bentley College. It's Bentley University now, but, like, it's in the middle of the city, and it's grimy, and it's whatever, but there's no community like this community, and you come back, and your eyes open up, and you say, wow, we are so fortunate. We're so lucky to have such, and we're lucky to have people on different sides of these issues, but they both cared so passionately and deeply for this place.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, is that there are so many people that care, but they also know a lot. Mm. So, I've met some people in this process who are, who have either worked this field, either in education or in public safety, or they are builders and they understand what a building needs to be renovated or not renovated. They've studied the economics of these things. There is so much talent in Gloucester. Mm-hmm. And part of what we're trying to do is to bring that talent into circles around the city so that we can learn from each other. We're going to give everybody a resource book that says, here are a lot of the facts about what's going on from all of these reports. But the most important information is going to be sitting in that circle. It's your experience, either having grown up here or having your kids in the schools, or your experience as a city planner, or your experience as an economist, or your experience as somebody who works on the roads. I mean, whatever talents we have in this community, you have to pull from them. You have to say, Gloucester has the resources to understand what to do next here. And if we can figure out a way to harness that, talk to each other, ask the right questions, get people listening to each other, you get a whole different kind of conversation.
I'll tell you what I really like about it is that we're using, like you just said, we're using our own resources of our, the minds and the people that have a stake here, as opposed to what seems to be the trend in the last couple of years of hiring consultants after hiring consultants after hiring consultants after hiring consultants. And these consultants don't really have a stake here other than the paycheck that they're going to get from doing the consultant work, as opposed to the people that are here that, is that resource. So I commend you for this project. I mean, it's a win for everyone.
Yeah, and I think there's a way of harnessing what experts can tell us from the outside. And I hear that this process around the downtown planning has been going really well because they've found a way. They asked a group of citizens to advise them on how to approach Gloucester.
Right.
Right. So if you get a really wise consultant or a wise expert who understands that this is a community with its own expertise, and they learn from the community, they listen, then you can harness what somebody from across the bridge knows and say, good, welcome, you're welcome to our town, you're welcome to help us and give us some information. And we're also a really talented group of people here in Gloucester, and we can teach you all something as well, and we can learn together. So I think you're right that there's a way in which we can bring these two ways of doing things together in a new way to make Gloucester that much better.
What are the dates of these?
So we're starting this Tuesday down at the Hive.
Tuesday, and do you know what the date is?
Tuesday is the.
You can look right there. Can you see? Today's the 29th. It's a Sunday.
Yeah. So it's the looks like it's the first okay. October 1st.
October 1. And they're weekly, or
they're weekly for 4 weeks
on every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday,
okay.
But you have to. We ask you to email us at Gloucester@publicconversations.org and say that you want to sign up because we're trying to you know, limit the group to a certain size. We'll make two groups if there are more people. So we're not trying to limit the participation. Right, right. We just need to plan is all.
Gloucester Conversations.
Gloucester Conversations. It's Gloucester at Public Conversations.
Okay, Gloucester at Public Conversations with an S dot O-R-G, not dot com.
That's right.
Okay, we'll make sure that we get that in. Now, can we talk about some, is anything else you'd like to add?
Only that we're going to continue doing this, that if you want to be trained as a facilitator or you want to sort of like be part of a planning group or you know, have an idea heard, email us there and just say, put us on your mailing list and you want to be part of it. Even if you can't make this round, because we know it's a pretty busy season. For people.
Are you guys doing anything with Facebook or Twitter?
We're going to be, we just put something on a Facebook page that was for a different initiative, but we'll get a Facebook page up.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is nowadays.
Yep. That's, absolutely.
I mean, blog is a blog, but Facebook is a monster.
Yep, absolutely.
And you can link the Facebook to every time you post something to Facebook, it'll just bump over to Twitter.
Great.
So there's a lot of people that do either or too, so
great.
It doesn't hurt to
okay.
have both. Are we good with Gloucester? Because I want to talk to you about just Gloucester stuff, too.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here for 10 years. I just celebrated my 10th anniversary, married to my wife, who had been living here, and I moved back to marry her, and so I've been here for 10 years.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Belmont, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah, Belmont. Did you go to Belmont High?
I went to Belmont Hill, Belmont, which is the little hill. Private school up on the
hill.
So
is Belmont, is that the city that has Mario's, the Italian joint, or is that Lexington?
That may Lexington be Lexington Square.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, because from Bentley we'd go off to those
things. Yeah.
So you've been here for 10 years, so you have an idea on food. Where is your favorite, what's your favorite, if you're going to get, do you eat submarine sandwiches?
I love them, and I used to go and eat the ones down at the Last Stop all the time because they chopped up all the olives and stuff and put it on there. But I've been gluten-free for the last 4 years because otherwise I get really, my allergies are horrible.
Oh, wow.
But I love them.
Favorite restaurant?
I go to Destino's for a good submarine sandwich. My favorite restaurant in Gloucester is, I love Sailor Stan's for breakfast. Mm. Zeke's is also a really great place, and
he's Gloucester guy. He's just giving Gloucester.
I know. So I just went to the Azorian for the first time.
What'd you think?
I loved it. We got the Tower of Tapas.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun.
Do you know? Speaking to that on You Dine for Less, they have I believe. The Azorian has a coupon for the Tapas Tower.
Really?
At the Azorian. And it's like 33% off.
Really?
So you could go there with one other person, and I think it comes to like $22 with the coupon, and you can eat like a monster. Like
yeah, and
a
their
king.
Sangria is wonderful, too. So I get sangria and the Tower of Tapas. Of course, I have two kids, so we don't go out to eat much. Yeah. And I live across from the street from Duckworth, so we go over to Duckworth whenever we can, because that's the best food in New England, no doubt.
They're hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite, you know, there's so much going on here culturally. What are some of your favorite Gloucester, the cultural events throughout the year?
We just were part of we weren't part of it, but we went down and went sailing out in our little boat during the Parade of Sails and the Schooner Festival. I tell you, that is one of the best things in the world. I want to invite everybody to come to the Schooner Festival.
I love it too.
It was so cool seeing these ships come up from Norfolk, Virginia, and from down from Maine, and it's so beautiful. It's like going back in time and to see Gloucester Harbor filled with these sails.
The sails are like, and they're going crisscross. And you look out from the inner harbor towards the outer harbor, you see these things crisscrossing. And just you sit back, and especially if you have some clouds for perspective. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and to know that we have our own boats now, we've had them for a while, but
now we have three.
Now we have three.
Yeah, well, actually, there's more than three. There's three big ones,
yes.
But then there's a couple small ones.
Yep.
So Sugar Babe is one of the small ones.
The Bald Eagle was out there racing, I just met them this past summer. So we just got a sailboat this past summer. I grew up sailing, and I've been, working towards being able to afford a sailboat. We got one, and it has opened up our lives here in such an incredible way. We've been going over to 10 Pound Island and having, picnics over there.
There's a lot of community to get kids into sailing. It's not even that expensive.
It's
the Y program.
The Y program is
the high school program as well.
Yep.
though, and even this private ones, the Annisquam Yacht Club has one.
Sandy Bay has one.
And Eastern Point, and they're all very important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Has been great.
It's great.
And I hope people, you know, sign up and take this seriously.
Please
because
do.
We can only win.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's it.
Again, Gloucester@publicconversations.org, and we'll put any other links that you have. For John Saruf, this is Joey Shimataro. It was great.
Thank you so much, John.